Crime Does Not Pay.
Nothing doing, Dutch, period.
What?
Listen, Fatty. What I've got, I keep until I know it's safe to turn it over.
You are saying that Dutch Zeiner, he isn't safe?
I'm saying you're not so bright if you don't know when the heat's on.
I know. No stupid Yankee tells Dutch when there is trouble. Just so. You give to me the diamonds. They will be safe.
Keep your pants on, Dutch boy. I'm making no deliveries till Ollie knows what's cooking. So, Smarty, you want your share of this delivery? You get on a train and come to Joe with me.
All the way I should go from Cape Town to Johannesburg. Somebody is crazy.
Yeah, crazy I am. Crazy like a fox. You want to keep your deal? You know what to do. Come to Joe and you'll find Ollie there and Runner and me. And the Sparklers. That's the story, period.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear Diamonds Trumped, starring Ralph Meeker. Now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring Ralph Meeker as Yank Sadburn in Diamonds Trumped. The story begins in South Africa. Up in the Transvaal, a good many miles from Cape Town and the sea, is Johannesburg, the city that's an odd combination of the modern and the frontier, where native and Boer and British mingle. There in a district which looked more than a little like the towns of our own West in the days of the bad men was Keeper's Bar. This was a rendezvous for certain gentlemen of roughish exterior, but decidedly slick and sophisticated ideas on the subject of making a living. One of these gentlemen was Ollie Carstairs. To him at his table came another known merely as Runner.
Why should we do that? Ollie, okay to talk?
Why not?
Just wanted to be sure.
So talk.
Went so smooth, it almost scared me.
You scared?
Oh, I don't care if there's a hitch once in a while, see? But when everything works perfect, I always think of that vacation I took stateside on account of that stoolie. That job went easy like two.
This one I planned, so it went good.
Perfect. How that dumb donkey ever got the rocks out of that mine, I'll never figure. Everybody gets searched on the way out and all that.
Yeah, I've been there, I know. And that monkey ain't so dumb.
Yeah, so he turns a corner on a button of seven, see?
Yeah.
I gives him the high sign. He walks past like he don't know one from two, see? I figures maybe it's the wrong character. Then, boop, right in front of me, this.
You opened it?
Latch. There's five big stones in there. They're gonna be buttes after they've been cut and polished.
Okay. The fella said four, he gives us five. We pay for five, next time he does better. What's wrong, Runner?
Big ears, next table.
So?
Yeah. So?
Think he caught anything?
He's practically crawling on your back.
Okay. Look, I'll take the bag. Finish your drink. Get up. Walk around behind him. When you got him between us, whistle. I'll take it from there. You know we know he's there?
I think so, but he ain't budget.
Okay. Let's do it.
Here I go.
Okay, Big Ears, what do you think you're listening to?
Yeah, Snoopy, speak up.
You're crowding me, fellas.
Good old customer, ain't you?
You want us to take care of him?
I doubt if that'll be necessary.
I'll be the judge of that.
No doubt you will. Where do you want to hold court? It's a trifle noisy in here.
He's asking for it.
You sure are, Big Ears. Start walking.
Which way?
The back way. Get moving, step it up.
I'm not too familiar with this place. Just a stranger in town, you know.
You follow Runner.
Hiya, Runner.
This way, Snoopy.
Check.
Okay. Now, who are you?
Why? You want to identify my body?
Answer the question.
The name is Sadburn. My pals call me Yank. And tell Runner to stop shoving that piece into my ribs. I have no intention of making trouble.
Shut up. Speak when you're spoken to.
You heard the man, Sadburn. Now then, what did you hear back in there?
Only what I heard down below in Cape Town. You're in the diamond business. Your name is Ollie Carstairs. This is your boy, Runner.
Can I give it to him now, Ollie?
Keep talking, Sadburn.
Well, there's not much else to talk about. It's obvious to anyone who knows that Runner has just delivered some goods, as the British say, from Kimberley. That you're getting a shipment ready, and I could be useful to you.
Yeah? Which way? Dead or alive?
Well, from my point of view, the answer to that one is obvious.
Look, so far you've been talking about me. Let me hear about you.
Ollie, you're going to let him...
Shut up, Runner. Let the man talk.
Ancient American custom, for which many thanks, I got out of the States on a freighter. And with a tip that someone was operating on this end in the business which I've had some small experience.
Small?
Well, I did 5 years for it when some stoolie tipped the dock boys and picked up the usual reward.
You know better now?
Better than to trust a stoolie? Yeah. Or anyone who might be a stoolie. Also, my cellmate was an old geezer who knew all the tricks. He taught me the best of them.
Why my business? Why not something else?
I'm interested in a big deal. I want real dough. Diamonds are big dough, but small enough to make easy handling.
Ollie, how long are you going to let this bum talk?
Look, this guy is a fellow American, Runner. Least we can do is let him talk a while. With all the news from home. In fact, we might even buy him a drink.
Yeah, I think I'd like that. It's much better talking in the light than out here in a filthy alley. But the drinks are on me, gentlemen. Shall we go back inside?
The dumb monkey is happy with the dough I give him, and we get a beautiful deal.
Good enough, Runner.
When do I get to go to Kimberley, Ollie?
You don't. That's my part of the operation.
Runner knows the mine country, Yank. And our contacts know him.
Well, what happens if anything happens to Runner? Nobody lasts forever.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, and I ain't washed up yet, you know.
Okay, sorry. Just asking.
Yeah, you ask too much too many times.
Yeah, I noticed that too, Yank. Aren't you satisfied working here with me?
I want to do something. I want a decent share when the payoff comes.
You are an eager beaver.
Well, how about it, Ollie? Do I get something to do?
What do you know about Cape Town, Yank?
I can find my way around any place where they talk English.
Fair enough.
Ollie, you ain't going to send it...
Running this end, remember? And I think we need a new face in Cape Town. The place is lousy with stories. Now, Yank here's had some experience with stoolies, huh?
You can say that again. When do I go, Ollie?
Next couple of days, no rush. Now, Smitty's due in there tonight. He won't show up at the contact point for a day or two.
What do I do with Smitty? Give him the sack?
Not exactly. Smitty is one of the boys who operates over here. He's our contact with Dutch Zyner.
I don't like it, Ollie. You're giving this character the whole layout.
Stick to your knitting, Runner. I said I'm running this end.
Okay, okay.
Well, where does this Dutchman fit in?
He's second mate on a ship between the Cape and the State.
Catch.
I catch. What's he look like?
Oh, so fat he has to have his belts made order. But he's smart and tough. He doesn't touch a thing unless Smitty okays it first. So day after tomorrow, you grab the train for the Cape, see? And find Smitty. You can't miss him either.
This joint changed management?
Not in 10 years.
New bouncer?
Obviously. Another drink?
Might as well. Fill her up again.
Right.
Heard a lot about the other bouncer.
That so?
Yeah. Heard he was a little guy. Knew all the tricks.
He knew a few. Drink, mister.
What? You're rushing me?
You ask too many questions.
I never asked the little guy's name.
I never noticed.
Heard it was Smitty.
You hear a lot. Where?
Up in Joe.
Smitty's gone.
That I never heard.
A few days ago, he had visitors. They came to call for Smitty. He won't be back for quite a while. If you know what I mean, friend. Oh, it's you again, eh?
Yeah. Thanks. Am I seeing double on one drink?
Well, I'd say no.
Then all of that down at the other end of the bar is just one man?
Just one man.
How does he get around? By trailer truck?
By ship. All the way to the United States and back. Several times a year.
Oh. Smitty had a friend like that.
I know. The fat fellow is interested in Smitty's other friends.
Would you care to bring us together?
We are together, my friend.
So I see.
It is very foolish. You ask about me, I ask about you. Because we both missed Schmitty. Hmm? So we take a table and talk together, yeah?
We take a table and talk together? Yeah.
So that is the story, my friend. In your country, we make a delivery. The government agents, they pick it up. Also, the delivery boy. They pick him up. Over here, Schmitty, he has gone away. Now, I think it is time we make a new system. Nine?
If you want to stay in business, we do.
So. Good. I know exactly how it will be done. You will give to me the little sack with the little stones. I will take care of everything.
Nothing doing, Dutch.
Huh? But this is stupid, ridiculous. Ori will not like this.
Nothing doing, Dutch, period.
What?
Listen, Fatty. What I've got, I keep until I know it's safe to turn it over.
You are saying that Dutch Zeiner, he is not safe?
I'm saying you're not so bright if you don't know when the heat's on.
I know. No stupid Yankee tells Dutch when there is trouble. Just so. You give to me the diamonds, they will be safe.
I'm making no deliveries till Ollie knows what's cooking. So, Smarty, you want your share of this delivery? You get on a train and come to Joe with me.
All the way I should go from Cape Town to Johannesburg. Somebody is crazy.
Yeah, crazy I am. Crazy like a fox. You want to keep your deal, you know what to do. Come to Joe. You'll find Ollie there and Runner and me and the Sparklers. That's the story, period.
Okay, Dutch, stop beefing.
Yeah.
Yank was right. We need a meeting. Smitty's in the can. The last load is knocked off on the other side. For all we know, you tipped off the government boys for the percentage.
Me? Oh, you're crazy.
Hey, Ollie, the fat boy saw.
All right, easy does it. We fight, nobody makes a dime. Easy now.
Yeah. Sorry.
The big job is getting the stuff into the States.
This is news.
David, what's on your mind, Yank?
Anybody here know anything about medicine?
Not me.
First aid, yeah. Also, once I fixed a broken leg at sea.
How about you, Runner?
Shut your trap.
I take it that means no.
You can take it.
Keep talking, Yank.
Well, I don't know very much, but I do know this, that a heavy layer of fat can be a good hiding place.
This is an insult. You accuse me?
Not accuse you, Dutch. Just use you.
Wait a minute. I don't get this.
It's a cinch and beautiful. We send this shipment into the States in Dutch.
But you want me to swallow?
Who said swallow? See? Razor sharp and sterilized before I came over here. We boil the stone, see? No infection that way. We make a little slit. In they go. We patch it up. Dutch takes them out himself.
Nine! This is impossible!
Impossible? Nuts! Why, this is the neatest idea since the racket began. Nobody will think of touching that big fat belly of yours.
Yank, it's great.
Great, great. It's not his belly.
Yeah, I gotta hand it to you, Yank. It's perfect.
Nine. I get out of here.
You stay till Ollie says you go, or I'll blow your belly off.
Use your head, Dutch. You want your dough, don't you? And I guarantee it won't hurt any more than a scratch. Ollie?
Take off your shirt, Dutch, and lie down. Shall we go in, doctor?
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with Diamonds Trumped. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Ralph Meeker as Yank Sadburn in Diamonds Trumped. Much to his own surprise, Dutch found that the business of using his person as a repository for uncut diamonds was barely painful. In fact, he made a few jokes about the sudden increase in value of himself on the hoof, so to speak, and then proceeded on his way back to Cape Town and his ship. Up in Johannesburg, the three conspirators at that end, Ollie, Vonner, and of course Yank, waited anxiously for word of the result. It came in the customary form of the yellow cablegram.
It's here, Yank, runner.
So what's he say?
Everything's copacetic, I assume.
Get this. Lost weight last night. Reduced, but gained in other aspects. Large amount. Returning 4 weeks. Signed, Dutchman.
Yippee, we're in. How can we miss?
Unless Dutch takes a 9-day diet.
Don't even think that.
It was a great idea, Yank. You're solid.
Thanks, boss.
But, it's the same old question. We flood the market stateside with these stones. We'll not only knock down the price, the federal boys won't stop at anything.
Not even Dutch's belly?
Not even his belly. But it's a new twist at any rate.
Want some other ideas?
Shoot.
All right. I figure it this way. There are two ways of getting at things like this. Either you find something new, or you go back to something so old that everybody figures it's so corny nobody would dare to use it.
I don't get it.
I do. Keep talking, Yank.
Look, we just pulled a good deal with Dutch. It was new. All right. Now the switch. The oldest gag in the world.
Now I get it. New to old. Nobody figured.
Check. How about, shoes?
That one?
You mean like stashing the stones under rubber heels and walking in on a million?
Exactly. And three or four other angles like that. We go to work now. Then when Dutch gets in, we're all set to ship him right back.
Hey, what you taking the soles off of them things for?
Nothing to it. A switch, to use your expression, on the rubber heels. The hollow part of a woman's wedgie.
Holds a lot more than the heels, too, eh?
Check. There. It's off. Now load it up. Only be careful not to mark the outside of the shoe. We'll have to seal the covering of the upper back, the edge of the sole, as if the shoe was new.
What's funny, runner?
I was just thinking. Can you picture Dutch waddling into port wearing shoes like this? Oh, brother.
Let's get the floor of this plane up, runner.
It's coming.
Now, watch your nails. We'll have to keep them straight so as we can get the board back in the floor, see?
Yeah. It'd be great if they switch planes on us. This one stays in Africa.
I covered that. This is the only plane at the airport that'll fly in the morning.
Yeah? How are you so sure?
You'll be surprised to know how much engine trouble the mechanics are going to find when they test the other planes tomorrow.
What? Boy, oh boy, you sure think of everything.
Something is rotten, and not in Denmark, my friends. Something is very rotten.
Stop sputtering, Dutch, and talk straight.
What went wrong?
Every one of the stones from the belly, picked up from the dealers. everyone found. For what I take them in, eh? For what?
Something or someone is wrong someplace.
Maybe Dutch drinks too much. You've got a loose tongue when you drink, fat boy.
I do nothing. I get the stones where they must go. It's enough. Anybody says I am stool pigeon is liar. And I make him pay with knife. Understand? With knife.
There they are, fellas. See? Biggest lot yet.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
He's too many. No one can get in so many.
Why not? You're reducing Dutch?
9-9. It's just too many.
Maybe not.
Oh. Another idea, Yank?
Could be.
Ideas. And all the stones, they are picked up.
Yeah, but not until after they get into the States. I think somebody's tipping the job on the other end.
What's the idea, Yank?
Look, we buy a car. A little English car.
And drive it home?
We ship it home.
9-9-9. Seat cushions is no good. This they know about.
All right. How about the bumpers?
What you mean, bumpers?
Taped to the inside of the bumpers, maybe?
No. Really inside the bumper. We hollow them out. Cache the stones. Seal up the outside and... We even pay duty on the car.
Ah, it's crazy. Who'd we ship it to?
We take it ourselves.
Ourselves?
Yeah. A Dutch ship. Three Americans come home with a car they picked up in Africa. Simple and neat.
I couldn't go.
Trouble, Ollie?
Check. A small heist job some time ago. I broke out. I got away, but I go back, they grab me. No thanks.
Well, then Runner and I could go. Two Americans return home, and so forth, and so on. How's about it? Want to go to the States again, Runner?
And why not? With all the dough we got waiting for us.
Okay, Ollie?
It's all right with me.
Yeah, maybe this one, it works.
Good enough. Look, we'll buy a car tomorrow, then we'll drive it around a while and dirty it up so it looks like it's been in darkest Africa, and then all aboard for home.
Here they are. My two passengers for their car, which in the hold has been.
Very good, Mr. Ziner. This way, gentlemen.
Do many people bring cars back with them, officer?
We don't have to clear too many through. Lots of people still think American cars are the best.
And it's sure slick-looking American cars.
But this little one gets 30 miles to the gallon. More sometimes.
Not bad, but wait till it breaks down. Here we are. This is it, isn't it?
This is it. She's a beauty, you can believe me.
Every man to his own choice, I always say. Let's pull out the papers. How much does the car weigh?
Runner, do you know?
Nah, how should I know?
How about you, Ziner? Don't you check weight when you load a cargo like this?
9, only cubic footage. That's Alice.
Then we'll have to weigh the thing.
Where? Is this going to hold us up?
Scales at the end of the pier. Is the jalopy in shape to be driven?
Why not? Keys in the lock and all.
Man, the engine sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. Careful, watch those dollies.
Duck?
The way you weigh this, sir.
Drive right onto that platform if you don't mind.
You bet.
Cut the engine, please. Dave, check this baby jalopy, will you?
Right. Can't weigh much, half a pound, maybe.
Electric scales?
Could be. What do you get, Dave?
This I don't like. Not at all, I don't like.
They're in the bumper, Marty.
Stand where you are, gentlemen.
Hey, what's the big idea?
This is foolishness. What do you mean by this?
You're under arrest and you're covered, so don't move, either of you.
Quite a shipment in that bumper, Marty. The x-ray shows them clear as a bell.
X-rays? You said you'd weigh the car.
Yeah, we gave it a complete physical examination. That's no scale. It's a setup for an x-ray machine. The car's impounded as evidence, and you two are under arrest. Glad to see you back home, Sadburn. Nice work. Very nice indeed.
A stool pigeon. A stool pigeon he was all the time.
So that's why the stones got picked up inside the country. You dirty double-crossing, wait till Ollie hears. He'll have you taken care of.
No stool pigeon, gentlemen. Just an agent of the United States Customs.
What?
You'd better come quietly, both of you, as your friend Ollie did.
Ollie?
This you do not make me believe.
The police and Joe picked him up the day after we left. He held out some of the shipment on us, but they found the stones on him. He'll spend quite some time in South Africa, and then he'll finish out his term back here. You tried hard, gentlemen, but you didn't really think you'd get away with it now, did you?
Crime does not pay. Ralph Meeker, who was starred as Yank Sadburn in Diamonds Trumped, will be back with you in just a moment. Now here in person is Ralph Meeker.
For the kind of crime we've outlined in this story, greed is a great motive. But of course, it's not only organized smugglers who involve themselves with beating the customs. This law-breaking practice is considered fair sport by many otherwise highly respectable citizens. And they are caught, almost inevitably, caught through the same kind of clever operations, the use of the same kind of scientific detection you heard about a few minutes ago. So whether it's an old label sewed into a new fur coat, a bottle of perfume wrapped in a stocking and pushed into the toe of a shoe, or the kind of methods employed by Ollie, Dutch, and Runner, it'll be well to think twice. In fact, it will be necessary to think only once if what you think is the simple phrase, crime does not pay.
Thank you, Mr. Meeker. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Marks B. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Gart. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkus. The events, characters, and names used in the story you have just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental. This is Bob Williams speaking.